Week 1, Saturday, Lauds. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. They claim I never listen to advice. Put it like this. And then I smile and say, you may be right, but I'll just go my way. It isn't that I think that they're not nice to criticize. It's just that it's the price for listening to another voice that may be speaking softly. At least that's what I pray it is. I hope it's not some kind of vice. You have to hear the matter to create. That's what speaks soft. You've got your purpose, but you have to do what it wants. Lead it on to be itself and let its own light dawn. And then it's what it is, no matter what they'd like. You must submit to dominate. How wondrous is your name, Master, in all creation. Psalm 8. Yahweh, our Master, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Your glory shines above the heavens. And from the mouths of babies, nursing infants, you have arranged to bring power over your enemies, to silence defiance and rebellion. And when I ponder your heavens, fashioned by your fingers, and see the moon and stars you set in place, and what is man that you should notice him? What are these mere mortals for you to come to them? You made them little less than angels, and gave them a crown of glory and dignity. You set them in command over what your hands have done, with everything beneath their feet, all the sheep and cattle, even the wild beasts that roam the plains, the birds in the air, and the fish in the sea that swim the ocean's paths. Yahweh, our Master, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How wondrous is your name, Master, in all creation. The Master is my strength, and I will sing his praises, because he has come to my rescue. Song, Exodus 15, 1-4, 8-13, and 17-18. I will sing to Yahweh, because he had a glorious triumph. He has thrown horses and riders right into the sea. Yahweh is my strength and my song, and has come to my rescue. He is my God, and I will praise him, and the God of my fathers, and I will glorify him. Yahweh is a fighter, and Yahweh is his name. He flung Pharaoh's chariots and army into the ocean, and with a raging snort from you, the water leaped up high. The flowing tide piled up into a mound, while the bottom dried up in the middle of the sea. The enemy said, I will come after them and catch up with them. I will divide up what I take from them. I will do everything I please to them. I will unsheathe my sword and slaughter them with my own hands. But you made your wind blow, and the sea engulfed them, and they sank like lead in the roaring water. Which one of the gods is like you, Yahweh? Who is like you, so magnificent in holiness, so fearful in your reputation for the wonders you perform? You did nothing but reach out that right hand of yours, and earth simply swallowed them up. And in your mercy you led out the people you set free. You guided them by your strength to the holy place where you live. You will bring them to the mountain which is your legacy, and plant them there, in the place, Yahweh, you have made yourself for your own home, the sanctuary you have constructed yourself, where Yahweh will reign forever and forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master is my strength, and I will sing his praises, because he has come to my rescue. Praise the Master, all you Gentiles. Psalm 117. Praise Yahweh, all you Gentiles, every people, glorify him, because he has shown such kindly mercy towards us, and is true to himself forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Praise the Master, all you Gentiles. reading, 2 Peter 1, 10-11. Brothers and sisters, be ever more eager to make your calling and selection stable, since if you do this, you will never fail. And in this way, rich provision will be made for you in giving you entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Master and Savior, Prince Jesus. I call to you, Master, because you are my protection. I call to you, Master, because you are my protection. You are all I wish for in the land of the living, because you are my protection. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I call to you, Master, because you are my protection. Master, please shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us, a work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death. Let us all praise the Prince, because in order to become our faithful and merciful High Priest before the Father's throne, he chose to become one of us, a brother in everything. And so in our worship we ask him, Master, please let us share in the treasure of your love. Son of virtue, since you filled us with light at our bath into your life, we dedicate today to you. Master, please let us share in the treasure of your love. At every hour of the day we give you glory and offer you praise in everything we do. Master, please let us share in the treasure of your love. Since your Mother Mary was obedient to what you said, please direct our own lives too to agree with those words. Master, please let us share in the treasure of your love. Even though our lives are surrounded with things that will disappear, please set our hearts on things in heaven, so that through faith, hope, and love, we will come to enjoy the vision of your glory. Master, please let us share in the treasure of your love. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask you today. Master, please let us share in the treasure of your love. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Master, please set us free from the dark night of death, and let the light of resurrection dawn within our hearts to bring us to the radiance of eternal life. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you and the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.